The Queen's drawing room smelled of emptiness and disuse, with the odor of polishing agents and window cleanser hanging so thickly in the air that Jason wondered if the housekeeping droid needed its dispensing program adjusted. An octagonal game table rested in the center of the opulent chamber, directly beneath a Cimmerian crystal chandelier, and surrounded by 8 flow cushion chairs that looked as though they had never been sat upon. The Force held no hint of any living presence, but the silence in the chamber was charged with a sense of danger and foreboding that made Jason cold between his shoulder blades. Jason's 9-year-old cousin, Ben Skywalker, stepped closer to his side. "It's creepy in here." "You noticed. Good." Jason glanced down at his cousin. "What else do you feel?" "2 people." Ben pointed through a door in the back of the room. "I think one's a kid."
"Because one has a smaller presence in the Force?" Jason asked.
"That's not always a guide. Sometimes children have..."
"Not that,"
Ben interrupted.
"I think one's holding the other, and she feels all mushy."
"Fair enough."
Jason would have chuckled, save that he had already sensed through the Force that Ben was right, and he could not understand what Tennel Ka was doing alone in her chambers with a child. It had been nearly a year since their last meeting, but they had spoken several times since, whenever they could arrange a secure holonet connection, and Jason felt certain that she would have told him if she had decided to take a husband.
"But we shouldn't make assumptions. They can be misleading."
"Right."
Ben rolled his eyes.
"Shouldn't we get out of here? If a security droid catches us in here, this place is gonna be dust."
"It's all right," Jason said. "The Queen Mother invited us."
"Then how come you used your memory rub on the guards?" Ben asked. "And why do you keep force flashing the surveillance cams?"
"Her message asked me to come in secret," Jason explained.
"Asked you?"
Ben furrowed his brow for a moment.
"Does she know I'm coming?"
"I'm sure she has sensed your presence by now," Jason said.
Spies were so pervasive in the Hapes cluster that Tennel Ka had asked him not to acknowledge her message, so there had been no opportunity to warn her that he would have to bring Ben along. They were supposed to be on a camping trip to Endor, and a sudden change in plans would have aroused suspicion.
"But I know Tennel Ka will be happy to see you."
"Great."
Ben cast a longing glance toward the security door behind them.
"I'll be the one the security droid blasts."
A motherly voice spoke from the next room.
"And why would I do that?"
A large droid with a cherubic face and padded synthskin chest of a Tendrando Arms Defender droid, similar to the one who guarded Ben when he was not with Jason or his parents, stepped into the room.
"Have you been causing any trouble?"
"Not me."
Ben glanced up at Jason. "This was his idea."
"Good. Then we'll get along just fine. Jedi Solo, welcome. I am DD-11A.
The droid led them into an extravagant bedchamber, dominated by a huge bed covered by a crown-shaped canopy. Around it were more couches, armchairs, and writing desks than 10 queens could use. Again, the chamber smelled of cleanser and polish, and there was no indentation to suggest that the bed, pillows, or chairs had ever been used.
"Creepier and creepier," Ben said. "Just be ready."
Until Jason knew what was causing the cold knot between his shoulder blades, he would have preferred to leave Ben somewhere safe, except he had no idea where safe might be, or even if they were the ones in danger. That was the trouble with danger sense. It was just so blasted vague.
"You remember that emergency escape I taught you?
The force trick you said to keep really?"
Ben fell silent and glanced at DD-11A, then his voice grew more subdued.
"Yeah, I remember."